This episode of The Morning Stream is brought to you by Tweaked Audio. Get 5 great styles, 7 great colors, all designed to sound great with both music and talk. They're engineered for durability, noise reduction, and compatibility. There is a lifetime warranty on all of it. Go to tweakedaudio.com and get 33% off by using the code STREAM at checkout. That's 33% off your next pair of earbuds at tweakedaudio.com. Use the code STREAM. Coming up on TMS, you see good stuff when you can't sleep.
We have an October winner.
Bieber drops the mic.
Run, human ashes.
Whoopsie porn links.
What's that on the field?
Gross. Major spoilers and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Hey, there's no sleeping on this site, so you park your ass someplace else tonight.
The Morning Stream. We wish you were here.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to TMS, The Morning Stream for Monday, the 31st of October, 2016. Why, Brian, it's Halloween, sir.
It's Halloween.
Yeah. How you feeling about the Halloween this year? How you doing?
You know
there?
What? I'm fine with it.
Yeah?
I got my pumpkin carved.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be putting some vinegar and baking soda in the bottom of it to make it ooze.
All right.
It's going to be really gross. It's going to like ooze out of the face of the pumpkin.
Oh, I like that. I like that a lot.
That's it. That's all I got. That's, you know.
I got this.
What else do you need, really?
I got this cool background noise. Listen.
I know.
A little bit of creepy.
Is that Diablo?
Yeah, it's that Diablo collection. It's so good. If you haven't bought that, you should, or at least stream it. It's Diablo 3, The Haunted Sounds of Sanctuary. And it's just ambient noise of, like, dungeons in the game.
That's great.
And they're creepy, and there's screams in the background, and it's absolutely worth owning if you can get it.
Very
all right,
cool.
Brian, it's good to see you on a Halloween.
Good to see you, too.
We're going to have a good time this week, of course. This coming Wednesday, we'll, I guess both of us are arriving on Wednesday sometime.
Right, right.
And we'll be there in Anaheim this weekend.
That's right, yeah. Yes.
Come see us, everyone. Come say hi.
Disneyland, although yeah. Maybe not for you. You guys are doing beach, right?
Still deciding. Don't know.
Okay.
The cost, we ended up having to pay way more for tickets for the con than we thought we had to.
Because
usually most years, I mean, look, I'll just be honest. Most years, they throw me a few extra free tickets.
Sure.
This year, it's like pulling teeth. No,
yeah.
Nobody had extra tickets. Like, it was just like a desert. And so we ended up having to do some workarounds to make it work. And the only way to do it was to buy some tickets from people who last minute weren't going. And as a result, it kind of doubled up on us, so we're not sure yet. We're still deciding. A decision will be made soon, and we will either be at Disneyland Thursday or at the beach.
Yeah, well, you can't go wrong with the beach.
No, the beach is always good. I'd like to be a son of a beach at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what's going on with you? Are y'all prepped for the Halloween? What are you doing tonight? You got something big?
We're going to be doling out candy to the kids. Crazy neighbor, we're probably going to do a fire pit in front of his house. We've done that the last couple of years.
That's nice.
So on Halloween, we do the fire pit. We all sit out there as a group in like 3 houses. Kids can just come and get all the candy from the 3 houses around us.
Nice.
All in one stop. Yet no matter what, without fail, 3/4 of the kids will come up. We'll give them candy. We'll say, and this is for us next door.
Yeah.
We're over here. You're handing out candy. Oh, okay. And then they go down the sidewalk, they go down to the next house, which is our house, they go up the sidewalk, and they get ready to ring our doorbell. We said, no, it's our house, we're here, nobody's going to answer the door.
Yeah, they don't get it. They just know the routine. They're on muscle memory at that point.
They're on cruise control. It's candy control.
Yeah, candy control. That's true. We're doing full-size candy bars this year.
Of course you are.
We haven't in years past, but this year we are. Well, we did before we moved, but last year and the year before, there was hardly, because they hadn't finished all this building around us, there was nobody out in our corner. Nobody would come, so it was a big waste. So we just had dumb candy in a bowl. But now we're going full-size. And I said this yesterday on Twitter, and I mean this. You get a full-size candy bar if you come to our house. But if you're dressed like Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump, I'm giving you a handful of dog food, dried dog food.
Really?
Yep, I'm going to put it in your bag, And I'm going to send you on your way. So,
what if you're dressed like Ken Bone?
If you're dressed like Ken Bone, I think I'll let that one go. And I'll also let Bernie Sanders go. And I'll let any previous presidents, sitting presidents, if you're Obama or somebody else, you know, Bush, fine. But if you're Trump
like
or Clinton.
The robbery team in Point Blank. Break, I mean. Point Break, you're going to be fine.
You could be Reagan, rubber mask Reagan. That's fine. Uh-huh. You could even be hosing me down with gas like you did.
Booty.
You could be all those things and it's fine. I'm letting all that go. But if you are either of the two candidates running for president as front runners this year, I will give you a handful of dry dog food.
Oh, I think that's, I don't know. That's not very.
I don't care. F that. It's a trick or treat.
Do you think that they're doing it to promote a candidate? Is that the reason behind that?
No,
You're just sick of seeing him on TV.
Yeah, and I don't think we need to be dressing up as him. I think it's stupid. What are we doing? So I'm just going to put a handful in there and it's fine. It's trick or treat.
Trump lends itself to being a costume. You could just you paint yourself orange, you get a dumb red hat and you talk about,
Yeah.
Building a wall. I'm going to build a wall around all this candy.
Yeah. I don't like it. Here's what I'm also saying. Trick or treating and Halloween have become too much of a everyone gets a trophy. Back in the day, you could get a treat or a trick. So I'm giving you a trick, dude. If you're doing that, you're getting a trick. So
I'm going to say that you never as a child on Halloween ever had to do a trick.
Anytime I went to a house and they gave you a toothbrush or a pencil, that was his trick as far as I was concerned.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. I see what you're saying. So the trick, it's basically you're getting the option of either a crap thing or a good thing.
Yeah. You go there and you go, oh, here's some dental floss. F you. It's Halloween.
We got full-size cans of Shasta cream soda one year.
Oh, my gosh. Because
somebody obviously forgot what day it was, and they were just picking things out of their house that they could part with.
They got a good deal one day at Sam's Club and have a whole, garage full of Shasta.
Exactly. It's you want, we got beef jerky, and we've got Shasta cream soda. What would you like?
Look, if the kid's super cute and it's his parents being the butts, I'm not gonna punish the kid. But if it's some 14-year-old teenager and his group of chuckleheads, one of them who says, I'm myself this year, and whatever BS kids always do every year when they're about that age, he's getting the dog food. If he's Clinton or Trump, he's getting dog food. And just a nice little kibble.
Pretty strong to get the dried egg off of your house?
No, we're good. And I got cameras now, so everything's fine. I got cameras looking all sides of things, and we'll see how it goes. Right. Speaking of which, the neighbors with the whole mess with the neighbors.
Yeah,
they've been absent. They're not there anymore. However, this is just a little weird.
So not even the little electric car is not pulled up or anything like that?
Well, they weren't for days and days and days, and their lights were out for a long time. And so maybe they're out of town. I don't know. But but suddenly yesterday, there's now a Chevy Volt there. So there are two Teslas, one BMW electric, and now a Chevy Volt electric, all plugged in. Something's going on.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
That's super weird. It feels like he's a, I don't know, man. I've seen the Fast and the Furious. I've seen these places with a bunch of cars in it nobody knows about. I'm just saying. Maybe at night he's out there with Vin Diesel racing people in the streets. I don't know what's happening.
But there haven't been any more droppings in your yard.
No. That stopped. After cop night, that ended.
Yeah.
For good or for ill. And like I said, I'm high roading this to the point that if a poo shows up, I'm picking it up and throwing it away. I don't care. Just whatever. It's just poo. I pick up my own dog's poo. What's one more poo? Mm-hmm. That's how far I'm willing to take this. But it stopped. Right. It ended. So
Michelle Obama says, when they go low, Scott, you go high.
That's right. When they go low, I go hot. And when they buy another electric car, I go why.
You know, I think in Colorado we may have misunderstood what she meant by that about the when they go low, we go high. And I'm just realizing that.
Yeah, you guys
maybe
in Washington,
we misunderstood that.
Washington State and Colorado got confused about what she meant and passed real legislation to go high. Well, I'm happy to be going low today. Let's talk about the show and some things that are going on. I wanted to quickly mention, so while I was at my illest, there were times where I'd take a 3-hour nap because I was so pooped in the day, and then I couldn't sleep at night very well. So I would watch stuff like you do, You wake up sometimes from the CPAP and watch a movie or TV show or something.
I've been doing that every morning at 5 a.m.
Oh my gosh, really? 5 a.m.?
Every morning for the last
What's that about?
9 days. I don't know. I wake up at 5. I cannot sleep.
Mm-hmm. I understand basically, 1 or 2 days, but you got some new clock going on or something.
I don't know what it is. And I wake up and it's all of a sudden my brain is thinking about, oh, okay, here's all the things I need to do today. And I need to stop that. I can't get that stuff out of my head. And once you start thinking about that, you're not getting back to sleep. So
your mind races. It's the worst.
I'm finally, as of this morning, I'm caught up with Doctor Who, if you can believe it.
Oh, my gosh, dude. Really?
I know. Yes.
That's great. Are you feeling good about that? You like where you're at?
I am feeling good. A little melancholy because mm-hmm. it was an ending that was, well, this was a really good season, especially if you're, you know, a Game of Thrones fan.
Yeah.
Some Maisie Williams up in this season. It was really, really good.
Oh, yeah. She's like a villain or something, right?
I'm not saying anything.
Oh, well, I think that confirms it.
She may be. She may be not.
I think she said on her own Twitter account that she was a.
Oh, did she?
She was a villain in the upcoming season.
Well, okay. I'll say this. She. There were times
mm-hmm.
that she was villainous.
Yeah.
There were times that she was not.
Does she still have 400 diameter eyeballs? Are they still there?
Yes, she does. Okay. Yes. All right. She's like a little anime character.
Yeah, she is like an anime character in real life, which is great. I like that. Anyway, well, I finished up Goliath. It was only 8 episodes total, but this
that's the one with Billy Bob, right?
Yeah, Billy Bob Thornton, Maria Bello, who else? My brain's dead. William Hurt, bunch of people.
Olivia Thirby. Tanya Raymond.
What's her name from the movie we just saw from the Bees? Jim Jobber.
Oh, Molly Parker. No,
Molly Parker.
Molly.
That's it.
Oh, yeah, Molly Parker.
Yeah, Molly Parker's
from
in
Wicked
it.
Man.
And
yes,
once again, right. she's just freaking guts.
Oh, really?
Gosh. She is never playing a nice person, except maybe in Deadwood.
Deadwood, she was a very nice person.
That's true, but in everything else,
she's
not. She's
kind of a nice person in House of Cards.
Oh, that's true, but I haven't finished that or gotten far enough.
I really like her. I find her very, attractive, like in a very natural, not Hollywood made up kind of way.
You'll hate her in this, maybe, because she's evil.
Good, I'm looking forward to that.
But anyway, that is a fantastic TV show, and I highly recommend it. It is absolutely not for the kids. Just the swears alone, the cussing is really off the charts. I feel like a lot of it's handled in I think it's improv, some of it. And to its benefit, it's really good that way. But Billy Bob just kills it. Like, I already liked him anyway. He's really, really good in it. And I loved it. I really loved it. It's up there in my top 3 of the year. So.
And hats off to Billy Bob for just saying, you know what? I'm going to be a big Hollywood star named Billy Bob.
Yeah, I'm going to be Billy Bob Thornton. I'm going to say, give me some biscuits. Mm-hmm. And then
I'm going to marry an A-list celebrity actress.
She's going to wear my blood around her neck for a while.
I'm going to stay Billy Bob forever, man. Yeah.
Then I'm going to lose a ton of weight. Now I'm all wafy and thin. And then I still got this accent and this attitude. He was amazing in Fargo season 1. Like, he's just freaking great. So anyway, I loved it and recommend it highly. It's an Amazon only thing. It's one of their original series. David E. Kelly produced and written and created. It's awesome. It's really, really good.
Very cool.
Also, I saw, I keep wanting to call it Cicero, but Brian corrected me and reminded me that it is Sicario.
Sicario, yeah.
That movie's awesome. Holy crap.
Really good.
Jeez, I feel like it came, went, and no one said to me what I was missing. It's amazing. It was really, really good.
I think I recommended it at the time because at the time I thought it was going to be one of the Oscar nominees. It ended up not being nominated for anything, but I'm trying to remember who got nominated because it was like a supporting actor, supporting actress, something like that.
Yeah, I don't remember who. All of them were so good, I wondered who it might have really been. Because Benicio del Toro was killed it.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, he was so good.
His haunting, amazing performance. I love Emily Blunt already. So that was easy. I kept thinking of her chin and you, though. That just, I can't not do it now.
I will say this. Girl on the Train?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Maybe I overlooked her chin, but she's... I don't know.
Yeah, Brian's coming around to being creepily attracted to a Hollywood actress. All
maybe
right.
She finally put some putty or something in there to like get that cleft out.
Just put a like a little something in there. Just wedged it in.
Exactly.
She's just really... She's really good. She fakes a great American accent, too, I thought. And Josh Brolin's amazing. It's great. That is a hell of a thing. And I know they're doing some kind of sequel. which I'm all in on. I think that director should do more rad stuff. It was one of my favorite movies in a long time. I freaking loved it. So, you know, when you're sick, stay up and watch stuff. That's what I say. All right.
Is that what you say?
Yeah. I'm going to give people 20 more minutes of a thing they should watch. I don't mean talk for 20 minutes, but it's about 24 minutes or so. People should be checking out Monsters Anonymous. So a fan of the show wrote, created, produced, and made this. It is available on Facebook. If you just search Monsters Anonymous film, you'll find it wherever the places are that'll find it.
Jason Robbins is a friend of the show and produced the show with Jeremy London.
Yep.
Who you know from like Party of Five and Wolf? What was White Wolf or something like that? That was a
White. Was it White Wolf?
Or am I thinking?
You might be thinking of his brother.
I'm thinking of Jack London.
Oh, Jack London. Yeah, that's definitely the author.
A movie. Seventh Heaven. What was there? Was a movie with word wolf in it. I could have sworn that he was in, but I really might be thinking of
Pumbaa Wolf, The Reckoning, something like that.
White Wolf. There it is.
Oh,
right
White Wolf.
There.
You're right.
Okay,
it is White
I'm
Wolf.
Not crazy.
No, you're right. You're totally right. What's great about it is it feels like a full blown piece of business. He comes from where my wife lived. Near where my wife grew up is where these guys are based. And he did a Kickstarter. We helped promote it here on the show. He was actually a guest. Jason was on Current Geek, and that was awesome.
Cool.
And it turned out really good, and just in time for Halloween. And people should totally be watching.
Awesome.
It. Yeah.
It's totally Mallrats, of course. How could I forget Mallrats? Yes.
Oh, yeah, Mallrats. Yeah. Which brother was it that was in the Help I'm Addicted to Stuff, Dr. Drew?
Jason London.
Jason London's the brother that was hooked on stuff. But they're
twin
twins,
brother,
right?
Older by 27 minutes.
And I don't remember which one ended up in My Girl with the other chin you don't like. You know who I mean?
Macaulay Culkin?
No, not My Girl. What's the one with Legally Blonde in it?
Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah, she's much younger, and he's like the boy she likes, and then he gets eaten by a thresher or something.
What?
I should illustrate this description.
Fever Dream or something?
No, it was like on a farm, and she was all into this boy, and then this boy was played by either Jason or the other London. And then got eaten up by a thresher.
I'm looking through his list right now.
It was like 90.
So Dazed and Confused was Jason London. Blood Ties.
Oh, Dazed and Confused, so good.
Yeah.
I can't think of it.
Oh, Sweet Home Alabama? Oh,
no, it was way before all this. It was like...
it was early Reese Witherspoon, right?
Yeah, and early him, too. He was pretty young. And Reese Witherspoon was maybe 12 or 13 in it. She was like super young in it. Anyway, whatever it was, her boyfriend got eaten by a tractor. Anyway.
Yeah.
That's all I remember. And everybody was real sad about it. It was all very sad because tractors shouldn't eat people, it turns out. All right. So check it out. Monsters Anonymous. Absolutely worth checking out. For some reason, my name's in the credits and I don't feel like I deserve that at all.
Very cool.
But I think that they're just very appreciative of the push that we did for those guys to get their Kickstarter through, and it worked out really well. So Monsters Anonymous, or as I spelled it, Anonymous.
Anonymous.
Monsters Anonymous.
I love your spelling. Never change.
Never change. Okay. All right. I'm with you. Hey, we have a winner. We have a winner.
Do
you want to
spell winner?
Tell me who won. Who won this thing?
Well, here's how I spell winner. Sean Healy with Amanda Gadke and Ryan McMenamin.
That's their winning noise.
With the skin, what was it called? Skin the...
I have it down as take the skin.
Take the skin, yes.
So take his skin. So I'm going to... You know what? It's very short, so we're going to play it on the show. I'm going to put it up.
Oh, no.
You don't think so?
No, because people hearing this audio will have the...
Oh, that's true.
They'll get spoiled.
I was thinking
they need to watch this.
I was thinking live audience. You know what I'm going to do? I got this. I'm going to pause the audio. You at home.
You're
going to love this. All right. Okay, we're back. We showed the video to the chat room. This was, of course, for our October Film Festival. And, man.
We had so many great submissions, right? Like, we had 13 submissions, because one of them was Iceworm just testing the form.
Yeah.
And they were all fantastic. Like, this was a harder one to decide. So, so Sean is going to win a big prize package that's all based around video games, like toys and posters and all sorts of video game related stuff. We're going to talk to Dave Michael. He's going to get a hard copy of the Extra Life book.
Yep. The 13-year compilation, man.
Yeah.
It's worth that's like a $60 value or some $70 bucks or whatever it is.
Sweet deal.
And also, go ahead. You had a butt. Go ahead.
You're about to say something about the page, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm going to say. So here's the deal. Those of you listening at home who didn't hear the thing because we didn't play it for you, and if you want to see this and all of the submissions, they're going to be up and available to view online today. They're not there yet while you're listening live, but don't worry. Sometime after the show, I'll get some time and make it happen. It'll be over at frogpants.com/TMS Film Fest. That's frogpants.com/TMS Film Fest. As part of that list, we'll not only have the winner of this and the other entries, there'll also be a link to the form for November's submission, which we'll talk about tomorrow officially on the 1st. So we can let people know what the topic's going to be and all of that.
That's right. And what the prize package is going to entail.
Yeah. So there you go. Frogpants.com/TMS Film Fest. It's the only thing you have to remember. And you'll be able to see these winners today. So fantastic. Huge congratulations and well done, everyone. Everybody did a really great job.
It was some tough ones. And there was a great one with a dog that dreams of being Captain America.
Yep.
There was
simply carving his pumpkin by shooting at it with a gun.
Right?
Yeah.
Or another person who, there was a great one where it looks like somebody's getting ready to hand out candy and they hear the doorbell ring and they get their pizza. They shut off all the lights and they go play Heroes of the Storm eat candy.
That was a great one. One of my favorites. Yeah. I also really liked the Monster Mash one for some reason. It gave me the creeps. Yeah, the guy dancing in the living room and the mono suit.
That was a little David Lynchian.
Yeah, it gave me the willies. The cow saying boo instead of moo made me laugh really hard. There's just all kinds of great stuff, and people should check them out. So we'll put them all in there. So thank you very much, Ken Cowan, Larry Owen, Michelle Randazzo, Kevin O'Shea, Dave Podnar, John Maxey, Aaron Morris Miller, Nicole Boozenbark, of course, Sean Healy with Amanda there. You guys were awesome. Thank you so much for doing what you did, and congratulations for winning. Also, Aaron Weiss, Ben Newbold, Nancy Fry, and Neil on Medivh, which is
the Medivh server.
That guy was really into WoW, including his name.
His thing was how I prepare for Halloween in WoW.
Yeah, literally in WoW. So anyway, we'll put that up later. Watch for that. Thanks everybody for participating. Totally fun. We had a blast.
And like I say, tomorrow we will announce what the theme is for November. We're keeping it going every month.
Yep.
So if you didn't win this month, that's all right. You can win next month.
Yeah, it's like a, think of it as TMS's time of the month. Think of it that way. There's nothing wrong with that, right? That's a good thing.
The monthly stream.
All right. Hey, what's up here? Oh, I know. We're going to do a little Stump Daryl. Somebody needs to call in at the phone number 801-895-4724, and we'll add you to this call, although I just realized I didn't do that thing I was supposed to do earlier. So I'll just take the first call, hang up on Brian, and
do it
the old-fashioned way. You could be the winner. Let's find out who this is. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
This is Kyle in Michigan.
Hey, Kyle in Michigan. Hang on there 1 second while I make this work. Hold on 1 second. All right, so if I add Daryl here and I add Ibbot here, this should just bring him right in. That's the theory. I'm sorry, what did you say your first name? Kyle again? Was it Kyle?
Kyle, yep.
Kyle, all right. I'm going to write this down. Kyle is his name. Brian's
Kyle, where
back.
Are you from?
He's from Michigan.
Michigan.
Are you a Youper?
No, I'm in Bay City. I'm about halfway to the Youpers.
Gotcha.
Where's the Youper? What Youper? What school is that?
Upper Peninsula.
All right. They call themselves Youpers?
Well, Lower Peninsula people call them Youpers.
What do you call
the Youpers? Call the Lower Peninsula trolls.
No way, really?
Yeah, because they live below the bridge.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that. Great. I freaking love that. All right. Well, we also have Daryl here. That means I got to push this here button right here. So let's push it.
Yeehaw! I'm feeling good today, and I can't even identify why.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Stump Daryl for Halloween. Daryl, what's going on? How are you?
Hello. I'm good.
Oh, good. It's the whole thing's brought to you by
LizCon, where Scott and Brian and lots of other frog panters will be all over the place. When you see us, come say hi. We don't bite, I promise.
Yep.
Except for Randy.
Yep, that's true. And we have an AIE.
I'm going to tell you about the time that I did a fan when he came and approached me from behind.
It was every time. That's what you're saying, every time.
We have the AIE Guild Hall again, so a place to kind of chill and hang. There's lots of other opportunities. I'm going to the CTR party on Friday. I got a possible meetup at the bowling alley again on Thursday night.
There's a Joss about that last night, so that is happening at the same bowling alley it always happens at.
Yep, and there's a get together or sort of a meetup thing happening at Calm Before the Storm. I'm doing a panel.
Listen,
there
I might even be bringing Crazy Neighbor to the bowling alley thing on Thursday night.
Oh my lord, he'll fit right in. It'll be great.
He will fit right in. Bar, it's a bowling alley.
Yeah, what else do you need?
He does both of those things.
They just don't have pot. He knows that, right? Coming in,
I hope he knows that.
All right, keep that bong at home, Crazy Neighbor Dave. All right, Daryl, it's good to have you here. Of course, Kyle, always good to have a listener in on with us. Let's get right to it. This is the thing Brian will explain. Brian, how's this work?
I will. Yes. So, Kyle, we're going to be asking Daryl a trivia question here in just a moment. The answer to that trivia question is going to be numerical, and Daryl's going to get it wrong, probably on purpose, but well, he might come close. I don't know.
Yeah.
But what we're going to ask you to do, Kyle, is tell us whether the real answer is higher or lower than Daryl's answer. If you are correct, you get a prize package that includes the stuff that Scott, we didn't give away on Thursday, which was,
what was it?
It was a DVD of, it was a Red Shirts game.
Oh yeah. Red Shirts game. DVD, but it wasn't Punisher. It was something new.
Right.
Crap. Is it not on the tab? It should be on the tab.
It's not on the tab. It just says Scott on the hook for the prize.
Oh, is that it? Shit. We usually write this down. Hold on. Let me just see.
Somebody's got to remember from Thursday.
Oh, it's a copy. I'm going to send you a copy of Popeye, the DVD.
Oh, that's what it was.
Was that it? Okay, Popeye,
yeah,
the DVD.
Robert Altman, Popeye.
Yeah.
Popeye, like Popeye, right? Like Popeye.
Like Popeye with...
It was like me, like Popeye.
I'd gladly pay you Tuesday for a free gift in the mail today. So that's what we're going to send you.
I will dredge up that old Danny Glover chestnut any chance I get.
Yeah, any chance you get. It's fine. You're not too old for this shit, as he would say.
I am not too old for this shit.
All right, well, great. What's our topic? What is it?
Our topic is WrestleMania. Oh, let me really quickly, before you do the thing, though, I'm going to tease tomorrow's prize. So we're both going to BlizzCon, right, Scott?
Yeah, we are.
And
Daryl Hammond. Daryl Hammond, great.
The grumpiest impersonator ever.
Yeah.
Hammond Chamberlain. It's funny. I was thinking Daryl and I was thinking Hammond.
Yeah.
Hammond Chamberlain, who I do the show Soundography with. Brand new episode up today, by the way, for Styx, the band Styx.
Yeah.
Is giving this prize away courtesy of Soundography. This, I don't know if you can see my camera, but this is a copy of Heroes of War, or I'm sorry, Echoes of War. This is the music of Blizzard Entertainment.
Oh, yeah.
It's a 3-CD set.
These are rare now.
Two CDs and a DVD.
Mm-hmm.
This one's got, some music from World of Warcraft, from Diablo, StarCraft II.
It's a big Russell Brower joint, this thing.
Well, and not only is it a big Russell Brower joint, this thing has been signed not only by Russell Brower, mm-hmm. but by Chris Metzen as well.
Oh, this happened last year at Nerdtacular, I'll bet.
It did. So this is like, this is signed by a guy who is not even there anymore.
Yeah, it's like the legend, Chris Metzen.
Yes.
Spoke to you yesterday. I'll tell you off air something really funny you told me. But anyway,
oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, so that thing is, not only is that cool because they signed it, it's also dead rare. Like, you can't get these anymore. Yeah. Like, that is no longer sold. You can't buy them.
Exactly. Like, this is this rare. Will be tomorrow's prize package.
Nice.
It'll either get added to this prize package if Kyle doesn't win, or it'll be a brand new prize package that starts tomorrow.
Nope, no pressure, Kyle. Just don't feel any pressure, buddy. You'll be fine.
Well, and don't feel sad that you won. You called in today.
Yeah. By the way, if you're not a youper or not a pooper or whatever the bottom one got, or the trolls, what does that make you?
Well, he'd be what they'd refer to in the Upper Peninsula as the troll.
Oh, he's calling him that? Peninsula. Oh, I thought he was like a in the middle somewhere.
No. In the middle is water. Oh. In the middle are the Great Lakes.
They call you, I don't know, water man or something.
Laker.
Like that. Laker man. I like it. All right. Let's do this. Here, did you say the topic? I forgot.
Topic is WrestleMania.
Oh, WrestleMania. All right, Daryl.
Daryl's favorite thing.
Yeah, you love wrestling, right, Daryl? You like it?
Old time stuff, but that was long ago.
Yeah. a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Hey, they haven't announced a new showrunner for the Star Trek mess, have they? Has that happened yet?
Well, it's so far it's going to be the two other producers under the former guy.
Where does that leave you in terms of anticipation and or expectation?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what to think.
You nervous about it? You think it's...
I'm always nervous about it. They got to take care of my baby. They got to do good.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to, though. I'm worried.
I am a little bit.
Yeah. I'm worried that there's business pressure to make it this thing for streaming that's weird. That makes it weird already to me. It's not like it's an established thing. This is their way of making that app relevant. And having him leave, and I don't know. It's just something's, I don't know. It's fishy. I want it to be good. I really do. So get your crap together, boys. Make it happen. Two guys that are under him.
The prequel thing is the only thing that makes me nervous.
Yeah, you don't like that. I don't like prequel. Yeah. They just need to go forward, man. What are we going to always stop? We're going to stop with TNG and just never go forward? That's stupid. All right. Well, let's get to it. Here's your question. WrestleMania draws huge crowds, as you may know. Some claim their attendance numbers have been inflated, however. WWE claims WrestleMania 32 had drawn the biggest crowd ever. How many people do they claim to AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas, were at this event? So how many people did they say watched it? Like simultaneously live people, yeah.
How many people do they claim came to AT&T Stadium?
The final line there is written weird. How many people
you read
do
it
they
weird.
Claim?
You left out the word came.
Claim came. That's why I screwed up.
Exactly. That's why he skipped it, because it sounded like a Dr. Seuss.
How many people do they claim came to AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas for this event? So you have to think about how big that stadium is.
I have no idea.
Well, good. This will be fun then. By the way, quick note, a reminder, if Daryl ever gets the number right, like dead on, it's an auto win for Kyle or
automatic
people like him.
Automatic win.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's the way it works.
But Daryl wins nothing, sadly. Yeah, Daryl wins. That's irony.
He wins. He wins nothing. Zero.
That's right.
Nada. Yeah. What's another word? Poopski.
Zip. Zilch.
Zilch. What's another one?
Nunca.
Oh, there's more, right?
Bupkus.
There's a football player named that.
Yeah, Dick Bupkus. I think it was Butkus, but yeah. Anyway. Oh, by the way, there is a photo. Brian, I meant to send it to you. I found a photo of Chris Rose. What's his name? The baseball player that used to do stuff for.
Oh, Pete Rose.
Pete Rose. What's wrong with me? Yes. I saw a picture of Pete Rose doing some commentary for the Cubs thing.
Yeah.
And he looks so grumpy.
He always looks grumpy.
I mean, it's worse than resting bitch face. It's like resting hell death
face. Does he look grumpy like Michael Phelps when he's in his hoodie waiting to
yeah, kind of like that. Or the Jack White at that basketball game or was it baseball, whatever it was. Anyway, sorry. All right, Daryl, sorry. Guess your number. Pick your number. Fly into the wind here and see what you come up with.
Okay, I guess these stadiums are probably huge, so I'll guess 64,821.
That is a really specific number. Also, I would have guessed around that range, just if that helps you. That's what I would have guessed around.
Wait, what was the number?
64,000 plus.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Good. And some change.
821,
yeah.
For the record.
Yeah, is someone keeping a record? I don't know. Well, Brian, is that right?
64,821 is incorrect.
I'm shocked.
Kyle, is the correct answer higher or lower than 64,000 and change?
I'm going to say higher because there's lots of WWE fans out there, so I'll go with higher.
All right. Are you a fan yourself?
I am not. I know nothing of wrestling.
Me neither.
You and me, Kyle.
I know nothing of wrestling. I'm the same. I don't know enough. I mean, I know a little. Once in a while, I see John Cena and go, all right, that guy's cool. That's about it. That's all I know.
To recognize a few, but I couldn't tell you if they've won anything.
Sure. Yeah. And the ones you recognize are usually because they've done some crossover, right? Like they've shown up in movies or something.
Movies.
Yeah, yep, TV and movies. Well, let's find out if he is right and that it is indeed more than that number. That crowd sounds awful. That's like the full... it sounds awful.
Careful. It's not a basket of deplorables.
No, I don't mean the kinds of people they are. I'm saying literally 64,000 people of any type gives me a great pause in my life. And I don't want to go... I don't want to be there. Although I guess BlizzCon is literally 64,000 people or something. So Anyway, let's find out if you're correct or not. Is he?
Congratulations.
He's 1,000% correct.
You're a winner.
It is 101,763. Now, that's the claim, that which is what the question was. The Rock even came out to make the announcement at the event that the Dwayne Johnson fella there. This included The Rock using a flamethrower to ignite his name on a sign. Some, however, say that that is overblown and that the stadium couldn't even hold that many. So, anyway, there's some controversy. However,
controversy surrounding wrestling?
I know. It's hard to believe. Just like the throwdown in Cincinnati, or no, the ding up in Nashville. What's it called?
Sure.
The horse butt
in Pensacola. I don't know.
Something like that. Kyle, you're the big winner here. You just need to get me your address, and I will send you these fine gifts, among other things, probably a few stickers and some cool stuff.
Nice.
Well done. Congratulations. Just do it in the chat. If you're in there, if you're not, email me at scott@frogpants.com, and you are covered. Congratulations, Daryl. What's going on with you now? I know. Food. How about food? We're going to eat.
Are you hungry?
Aren't you hungry?
Watch a foodie.
All right, Brian picked it.
What do you got? I'm going to say, let's do the loaded hot dog potato chips.
Okay. Getting the chips.
Las Crustias.
Getting the chips totally out of the way before we get onto the sweeter varieties. Mm-hmm. Once again, this is the Covered Bridge brand.
Huh? What, Scott? What?
What? I'm sorry. We're
can't
in
hear you
a...
over somebody grinding coffee in the break room.
I don't think Daryl even knows we're talking about him. That's the best part.
Oh, I know. Oh,
okay.
It smells like hot dogs.
Yeah,
it
and
does.
It says here, limited batch. That's interesting.
Hot dog water. Mm.
Old-fashioned kettle corn potato chips.
You're
trying to make my son-in-law gag?
Yeah.
I told him last night about that we were talking on the show, and he gagged as I told him. Like, that's how bad it is. I said, you know, they talked about how you could make tea out of it, and he gagged, like visibly gagged last night. Anyway, so you got these here. They got like mustard and relish and ketchup and hot dog flavor. All right. Mm-hmm. And these are Canadian, right?
These are Canadian.
All
yep.
right. So here we go.
Again, courtesy of...
Oh, it does smell like hot dogs.
Tracy Stone in Halifax, Nova Scotia.
Smells like little kids at a pool party.
It totally does.
And they're all just, can I have another one? I have to pee. All right, I'm going to put this over here, and I'm going to try one. Here we go. They don't look like what they say they are. But...
No, they don't look like hot dogs.
Oh, that's very good.
I'm getting the ketchup on there big time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. Ketchup is the most prominent thing. A little bit of mustard, too.
Yeah. Actually, quite like those. I wasn't sure how I was going to feel about those. I like those a lot.
Mm-hmm. I like them better than the lobster ones, actually.
Yeah, there's a little zing at the end there with a little mustardy kind of zing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
It's but not enough zing to kill me either.
No.
I can taste all of the different flavors in there, though. The mustard, the ketchup, the relish.
Well, there are many flavors you can get. I wish I had that handy. I don't know. Flavors. Oh, here you go. Here you go. It takes too long. Oh, no, it's a freaking Fletcher deal. Hold on.
It's like...
No.
Has a different...
No.
There's different flavors that you can get.
There it is.
No,
there
no,
it
no,
is.
No, no.
Oh, jeez. What's playing? Daryl, you getting a cold? I can hear a cold coming on.
Oh, you're right. Yes.
Oh, I hope it's not this, dude. I hope it isn't this. You'll be... I'm 14 days in, finally starting to feel a little better.
2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks. I don't want you to have to deal with this. It's a rough time.
Yeah.
Daryl is the Trek nerd, everyone. He can be found on the internet as that on Twitter. You can also find him at This Week in Trek at thisweekintrek.com and the Grumpy Cast, and not Vine anymore because Vine's going away. No more
bye Vine.
No more yelling at the thing. Oh, I have a complaint about Vine, but I'll save it for Jerry tomorrow.
No more me and my buddy Chris Brown singing late at night in the next door neighbor's bar.
Well, you just have to do it on Instagram or something else.
I guess so. Periscope.
Snapchat it. Daryl, what?
You know what's happening next week?
What?
Daylight savings time, the time change thing again.
Yeah. It's going to happen while we're at BlizzCon. So, we're going to lose an hour going to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And then fall back. We're going to lose it's going to go another hour back.
We're losing
it's
2 hours.
It's totally going to mess our lives up.
Yeah, but the fall back is better than the spring forward.
I agree.
Because you get extra, it feels like you got extra time.
No, it's worse because when I come home from work now, mm-hmm. it's daylight and I can do stuff.
No, I understand that.
Now it's going to be night. It's going to be night when I leave and night when I come back.
No, I totally get that. But you'll get, you when you jump ahead, you literally lose an hour. They take an hour away from you. When you fall back in the fall, you get an extra hour, but the sunlight notwithstanding, you still get
an hour. Don't get an hour. I get more darkness.
You're fixated on the darkness. You're a dark man.
This time change thing.
You're a dark man.
Too bad I can't do this on Vine anymore.
I know. Right. Vine's going away. Tomorrow I have a bone to pick with Justin about an issue with Vine that we'll talk about tomorrow on the show. As we hurl ourselves toward the worst election of all time, we'll talk about Vine.
That's all right. It'll be a nice break from election talk, I think.
Sure that. And we may not be able to avoid the election stuff. I don't know. Jerry's got in mind. Anyway, Daryl, good job. Well done. And why don't you play a game with us? Some kind of Google thing or YouTube thing or something.
Okay. I'm going to read part of a query that I've entered into YouTube. You win the phrase. I said that last time.
Yeah,
didn't
you
I?
Did. You win the phrase.
The phrase that pays.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway. When Piglet is blank.
When Piglet is blank?
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think. When Piglet is dead. When Piglet is dead. There you go.
When Piglet is president. That's honey in every pot.
Yeah. When I'm president, there will be honey in every pot. All right. So he says president, I say dead.
Yeah.
Okay. This is kind of weird, but
President Dead.
The real answer is when Piglet is ganked.
Ganked?
Ganked?
Okay.
It must be a game or something.
I
right?
usually like to just sort of skip ahead, but I have to know what that means. When Piglet is ganked. Is this some kind of game reference? Oh, it is.
It's gotta be.
It's here. When Piglet is ganked. Oh, it's a guy named Piglet playing.
Well, how can that be a number one answer?
His name is God because it's League of Legends, and League of Legends is insanely popular. That's why. Lynn, this kid I'm watching on this video, he's sitting in one of those $700 gamer chairs, and he has two of them in the background, too. F that guy.
Jeez.
F that guy.
Wow.
He's a have, and I'm a have not. He can go away. Darryl, well
1%-er.
Done. 1%-er. Ga. Yeah, the 1% that has multiple gamer chairs. Hey, it's the news.
Television highlights of the news of yesteryear.
Today's news brought to you by...
The Kickstarter for Havenfall is now live. Havenfall is an 8-bit adventure deck-building game. It's a 2-to-4-player game, or floor, 2-to-the-4 player game, where players have the option either buy one card, fight one monster, or trash cards. Players purchase heroes and artifacts to build their own personal deck. They can then use their purchased heroes to fight monsters. When a monster is defeated, here's all the rules, by the way, everybody, in case you were wondering exactly when a monster is defeated, it drops a pixel that the player can use to activate abilities for their heroes and spells. The goal is for players to defeat bosses to gain points, and the first to 10 points wins. To find out more information, can't imagine there is, please go. Just kidding. We love you.
Yeah.
Just go to havenfall.com or search Havenfall. That's HAVENFALL on Kickstarter.
Yeah, it's super rad. People should check
it out.
It
does look really cool. I keyed.
There are a lot of rules in there. Why not? Hey, Justin Bieber's in the news. Brian, you want some buzz Justin Bieber
Please.
News?
Please.
He dropped the mic again. He stormed off stage and told fans, "I'm not a robot."
Oh, well, that cancels that theory. Okay.
I know that. Well, or maybe he is, and, you know, why
That's
would you say
exactly
that?
Something a robot would say.
Exactly right. Justin Bieber shared and quickly deleted a letter to his fans and addressed why he stormed off the stage during a concert last week. In a Sunday tweet that has since been removed, the 22-year-old entertainer explained that his feelings overcame him. Quote, "People tend to want to shut you down. What I mean by that is people try to twist things. Some people don't want to listen," he wrote. "But I simply feel like I didn't use the platform to say how I truly feel. And if I didn't use this platform to be the man that I know I am and speak from what's in my heart, then I'm doing myself injustice and I'm not doing anybody in this audience any justice." Okay, and none of that made any sense. He later on went, his frustration is everybody on the, when between songs, people scream a lot.
Yeah.
And he doesn't like that.
Doesn't like that?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know.
Gosh, you think... Yeah, I mean, I could see why as a performer...
Yeah, as a
up on stage doing a concert that, you know, you wouldn't expect that from an audience.
Yeah, especially a, you know, beloved performer by a much younger set of screaming girls. You'd think it'd be a real, you know, you wouldn't expect it.
Right. I just...
Very odd.
It's a concert. People, you need to sit down. I'm doing a concert here. You need to sit down, be very quiet.
Use our quiet voices, okay?
Do I need to get Anderson Cooper in here to remind you to only applaud at the very beginning and the very end of the concert?
Mm-hmm. It's like my mom said when I was little. We need to be reverent. he says, there's going to be times where I say the wrong thing because I'm human. Well, that takes out that theory as well. Or isn't that something somebody who isn't human would say?
His lawyers did ask him probably to pull that tweet down. Legally, we cannot say that you're human. I'm sorry. You're going to have to remove that tweet.
Very well said. in New York, there's some news. The New York Opera, which is the thing people can go to on the regular, halted all performances after human ashes were sprinkled into the pit. It's a Halloween story.
Oh my gosh. My last dying wish apparently was to be dumped my ashes, put them in the pit at the New York Met when nobody's looking.
Yep. It's pretty awesome. It says this, the audience member jumped up and sprinkled what they suspected to be cremated ashes of some person into the orchestra. The incident happened during the intermission and prompted anti-terror units to enter the Lincoln Center venue. Several audience members said a man told them that he was there to release the ashes of a friend. The man had been identified by the authorities trying to reach him. Cultural venues in New York were on alert for potential threats following 9/11, and the sprinkling of the unknown material caused the opera house to be evacuated. The show was canceled. They stopped the thing. It says there does not appear to be any criminal intent. This guy thought it was actually a nice thing to go and dump the ashes of his loved one there.
My dying wish is to end up in the vacuum bag of the janitorial staff at the New York Metropolitan Opera.
I would really, really hope that other than a few people breathing it in, it just goes in the can.
Right, exactly. Dice Tomato says, ashes are clean. It's like, yeah, well, okay. Yeah, no. They're ashes.
If I gave you a brownie full of human ashes.
Right.
Chat
but
room.
But they're clean, Brian. They're clean ashes. Clean.
Go ahead and eat it. It's just human ashes. It's fine.
Yeah, no, thank you. No. I don't want to breathe it. I don't care if it's human ashes, cigarette ashes. It could be an overcooked Outback prime rib that's been burnt down to ashes and put into a brownie. I don't care.
I don't want ashes at all. It's like eating floaty dirt. It's like eating dust. Forget it. I know right now I'm sucking in particulates of who knows what sort.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that, but I can't see them and I'm not doing it intentionally. Right. If I intentionally eat something with someone's ashes in it, then I'm weird. All right.
Mm-hmm.
A district council in England.
Okay.
Has apologized because 80 of their residents received voter registration letters that sent them to a porn site.
Whoops.
Yeah. He said,
please log on to RedTube and enter your details.
And you shall be registered to vote for our next prime minister. Yeah, it's pretty funny. There's not much else to that story. So I'll leave that one there. But I will tell you this story.
Everyone know what the typo was, though. Like,
they don't tell you here. They just call it a technical slip, and that it happened somewhere with the mail merger service they were using. So the mail merger.
The Mid-Suffolk. There's a possibility right there, district council.
Yeah. One or two letters off on that name and you're screwed.
Damn you, Siri, autocorrect.
Yeah. So they've apologized and told people not to go there, I guess.
Ducking Siri.
Here's my favorite story of the day, maybe the week.
All right.
Someone threw a dildo on the field during the Buffalo New England game.
Was it partially deflated?
May as well have been. Buffalo Bills fans have a bit of a reputation for being some of the rowdiest fans in the NFL. That got taken to the next level on Sunday. When somebody thought it would be a good idea to throw a dildo on the field during Buffalo's game against New England. The Patriots threw a quick pass to former Bills player Chris Hogan. I don't like how they wrote that, so I changed it.
And that dildo's name was Tom Brady.
No. Sorry. No one expected the dildo, Tom Brady. Let's see. Who picked it up 2 or 3 yards? Picked up two or three yards. And your standard pass play, Hogan got taken bound by the two and then he got tackled. A dildo flew into the field and landed at the 1 yard line because it was a thing that got thrown onto a football field during play. The first thought of CBS's Ian Eagle and Dan Fouts was that someone threw a penalty flag. So they threw it. Flag down.
There's a flag down on the play.
Yeah, we need to see. Oh, shite.
It looks like it's in the back end. Could be there's too many men on the field. I don't know.
Can't tell. Oh, shoot. We've made a horrible error. Let's go to commercial. Says that we can't blame them for not.
There's a photo.
Yeah, there's a photo of it. Obviously somebody threw a dildo on the field because no one expects to see something like that during a football field. Yes, it's hilarious. And the fact that it came from a Bills fan makes it funnier, but throwing things onto a field, court, or ice in the middle of a sporting event is not cool. Oh, who am I kidding? This is amazing. Don't turn this into a regular thing, Bills fans, but my goodness, this was the funniest thing that happened all weekend. Sorry, Browns fans.
Oh my God. That is great.
Where's the photo? Is it just video?
There's a photo. Somebody, Captain Kryptor, birthday boy Captain Kryptor, put a photo in the chat room.
Oh, let's take a look. I want to see this. And I'll put it up in the thing, see if we can get a clean tag. Oh, yeah, there it is. Here, chat room.
that's a hell of a, number one, that's a hell of a photograph. Like, yeah. From that distance, being able to tell exactly what that is.
Yeah.
Second of all, they might want to sign that guy. He's obviously got a good throwing arm.
Yeah, look at that. He's your next Bill. Get him, make him a Bill.
Right.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Bill. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we got music, so we're going to do that. When we come back, Major Spoilers will be here. We got some stuff to talk about there, but I want to hear music first. What do you got?
Yes, Scott Laughan, who goes by the name Disco Volante in AIE, sent in this indie in the middle because it's his band. And, you know, no better way to give me permission than send me a song from your band. But it's very perfect for today. Very perfect. Really?
It's very perfect.
It's bigly. It's bigly perfect.
It's bigly great it.
For today. This is a band called Governor Grimm and the Ghastly Ghouls. And this is from their 2013 album, Issue 1, There's No Escape from Governor Grimm. That's a great title for an album as well.
I agree.
It's appropriate. And it's a great Halloween song. Go check them out at Governor Grimm and the GhastlyGhouls.bandcamp.com. We'll have a link. I'll put a link in the show notes, or I'll put a link in chat, and you can check them out there. The song is called My Neighbor is a Werewolf.
Inside a pile of limbs and several heads, in the pools of blood mingle where they lay, with a sickening smell of sweet decay in his bed. And it means tonight he's out there after me. My neighbor is a werewolf, werewolf, and I hear.
ladies and gentlemen, mesdames et messieurs, it's time to play Future Sport.
What would the...
The Morning Stream. It's high noon.
Back. Man, we have some talented listeners, dude.
Yeah, we do. There might have been a little bit of an F-bomb in there. I don't know.
Oh, I didn't hear it.
In the little rappy section at the end. But it was, if it was, it's not without a shadow of a doubt. So
yeah, it was not horribly obvious. I didn't notice it.
Right. Okay. Well, so maybe it wasn't. Yeah.
I'm not going to go back and edit it. I'm going to let it be.
Wow. Cool. Yeah, it could have been bugger. Easily.
It could have been bugger. Yeah.
Or Flecker.
You never know when it's Flecker or Bugger. Speaking of, let's call Stephen Flecker.
Well, all right.
Bugger. Stephen Bugger. Bugger Schlecker.
What's he going to majorly spoil for us today?
I don't know. There's some good news going on, so I think it's probably stuff people have heard. I don't know. Maybe. Who knows? But I know this. From the sweeping plains of Kansas comes one Stephen Schlecker. Hello, Stephen.
Hello.
How's it going? How are you?
Hello. It's fine.
Good. Well, that sounded non-committal. Fine. It's Halloween, dude. You got your kids all dressed up. Going to go do some stuff. What are you doing there today?
I think so. Yeah. We bought a lot of candy yesterday because it'll probably go, 12 pounds of candy, and it will go in under 2 hours.
Yeah. It's going to go quick. I'm sure. Yeah,
a lot of kids come to your house.
Yeah. Our neighborhood is a neighborhood where a lot of kids come.
I have heard a good way to avoid. Well, okay. So somebody said yesterday a good trick is you just get an empty bowl.
Mm-hmm.
You get a little sign, like a little, you know, a stick with a sign on it that says, take one.
and then you lay it in
the empty bowl, and then you put the bowl out on a chair, and it just looks like you had great stuff and it's all gone now. And you never had to spend a dime on any of it. So
you've come up with so many different ways to cheat children out of candy today, Scott. It's the only day they can go and like shake down the neighborhood for free crap.
I gotta be the yang to my wife's ying. She's got like she's giving the world everything, and I'm like, I'm giving them dog food. So it all makes sense.
Oh, I got a question. What if somebody comes to the door dressed as sexy Donald Trump? Still dog food?
Still dog food. Maybe even more dog food.
Still give them sexy dog food.
I may give them additional dog food that they weren't expecting. Hey, I hold on. I'm being
used dog food.
Producers in my ear telling me something. Oh, time for Rockford Files update. What's going on, Steven?
Oh, speaking of yummy treats, this is a short one. Rockford had a cookie jar that was pretty much the same cookie jar that was there for all of the seasons. He kept two things in that cookie jar. Number one, his gun.
Yeah.
Because he did not have a permit to carry. And number two, Oreo cookies.
Whoa. Hmm. How come he didn't have a permit to carry? Wasn't he?
Probably because of the ex-convict status. Even though he was cleared of his crime,
right.
I think he was still not allowed to carry a gun. So at times where he needed to carry it, it was tucked away safely in the cookie jar.
Remind me what Jim Rockford's crime was. What was he in jail for?
I believe it was armed robbery.
Oh, okay. Oh, really? Jeez.
Yeah, but it was a mistaken thing. I'll double check on that. I'm pretty sure it was armed robbery.
All right. That might be a good topic of its own. Well, all right, then. The cookie jar had the gun in it the whole time, you guys.
Yep.
I don't want to blow anybody's minds, but
it was in the jar the whole time.
The coffee pot in Hogan's Heroes was a phone. There was a phone in there. Yeah. Yeah. They were talking on the phone all the time. Richard Dawson would pick it up and go, yo, what's up? And they'd talk to, I don't know, resistance and things. It was great.
Wow.
Yeah, good stuff. All right. Well done. There's that. There's our Rockford moment this morning. Let's jump right to some of the majorist of the spoileries. Doctor Strange opened to $86 million internationally. It's not here yet, though, right?
So, no, it comes out this weekend on the 4th.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe on Wednesday, if you're one of the lucky people that have one of those theaters that open early with it. But it did quite well overseas. One of our contributors to the major spoiler site wrote a good review of it on our site, and he gives it 5 stars. So it's definitely worth checking out, and as many people have said, definitely worth checking out in 3D.
Here's the great thing about the movies opening this week. All of them are 90% or higher, with one exception.
Mm-hmm.
So you have Doctor Strange, currently 92% on Rotten Tomatoes, going strong. Trolls, 82%. I don't know what that is. Hacksaw Ridge.
It's animated.
Oh, is it? Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, the Trolls movie with the stupid troll dolls.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I can see how you wouldn't make that connection.
No, to me, it was I always think of Box Trolls as the animated movie.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Hacksaw Ridge, 93%. Everyone's raving about not only raving about it, but thinking that Mel Gibson might be up for another major Oscar run this year because of that movie.
Got Spider-Man in it.
Yeah, it's got the Spider-Man, and he may win too. Who knows? Loving at 93% and 100% for The Eagle Huntress. So good week for those movies. Now, in terms of Doctor Strange sitting at 92, this one felt like maybe of all the Marvel movies, maybe Ant-Man's this also, but this feels like the biggest gamble to me. Because this
more
dips
than
into,
Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah, because Guardians you could make swashbuckly and adventure-y.
But nobody had any idea. At least people kind of knew who Ant-Man was before this. But I feel like Guardians was a way bigger gamble.
Well, if you're talking about just who knows about a gamble, sure. I get that. But as far as like what the actual source material is and what you do with it, this feels more gambly. Because it's like, this is the magic end of Marvel.
Right. That's the thing that I think is probably going to... It'll be interesting to see how they wrap it into the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Mm-hmm. But I kind of agree with Brian that Guardians of the Galaxy being this weird space adventure, at least people can wrap their heads around magic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The weird space adventure with a talking tree, I think, was probably more of a gamble than Doctor Strange.
I guess so. I guess they had a lot to prove with that, and they just did immediately, and then it was no problem. But this one's still, like, for me, there are a few characters in comics where I look back on them and I just go, well, that was just weird. Like, for me, Doctor Strange is a little bit weird. Aquaman's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Like, they're just weird.
So one of the reviews is from Peter de Bruges from Variety Magazine. And just his little synopsis sentence is, Marvel's most satisfying entry since Spider-Man 2 and a throwback to M. Night Shyamalan's soul-searching identity crisis epic Unbreakable.
Oh.
So great comparison, Unbreakable. Wow. But I'm questioning that he considers Spider-Man 2 the most satisfying thing Marvel has ever done. Marvel has ever done.
First of all, that was Sony. Second of all,
has he not seen Iron Man, Captain America, or anything since?
Or any of them. I mean, listen, of the Spider-Man movies that Raimi did, 2 is the best, for sure.
Yeah,
but it's not the best. It's not the one that stands and never got better. Like, come on.
Right, exactly.
That's crazy. That feels objective to me. But anyway, Doctor Strange, I'm stoked.
Well, according to Variety, the film is doing better 50% ahead of Ant-Man, 37% ahead of Guardians of the Galaxy, and 23% ahead of Captain America: The Winter Soldier.
Wow!
So that's international. So it's it seems like it's a pretty good deal. And in a weekend where it's Halloween and or you're just getting off Halloween, having Doctor Strange in theaters is kind of let you extend that holiday a little bit longer.
Do you feel like it's the Bumberflatch aspect? Like he's the draw here? Like
no.
He's the reason it's trending
higher? The Bumberflatch conundrum.
I don't think so.
Really? I think that may be part of it. I know that my wife is way more knowledgeable about this coming out than she is most Marvel movies because she loves Benedict Cumberbatch. Like he's a pretty big star, so I don't know.
I'm not saying he's not a big star. I don't know if that's the reason why.
Interesting.
I mean, Paul Rudd, Chris Pratt.
They all help.
Yeah, have as much pull if
Thor,
not
working Captain
in America.
America.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm curious about the reasons why it's trending higher than those films, given that it's, in my opinion, one of the more obscure Marvel characters.
I think if you were looking at it from the sex appeal of the star, you'd have to go track which movies track better with women. And that would give you an idea.
Yeah.
That's kind of a sexist poll to be looking at, but if that's what you were to want to compare, if he was the draw or not.
Well, the ladies like the Cumberbatch, man.
I suppose.
He's he's Sherlock when he needs to be, and sometimes he's other stuff. all right, well, there's that news. Also, we've talked about it on the show before, but I'd love your analysis on this whole Star Trek Discovery losing Brian Fuller thing. What do you think it means to the production and...
I'm not sure it means a whole lot because the other two executive producers have been put in charge of the day-to-day running. That would be, now I forgot their names. They're going to be taking things over. Brian Fuller went ahead and wrote the first two episodes of the show, and he planned out the big story arc that runs through the entire season. So for people that are really freaked out about this, he still has his fingers all over this thing, even though he's not doing the day-to-day stuff. And he's still the executive producer of the television show.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people that are freaking out, I think that may be a little bit overblown.
My favorite headline, I was just doing a quick search, see if I could find these guys' names. MoviePilot.com, Star Trek Discovery may feature a dual main cast. Next one, Hollywood Reporter, Brian Fuller is out as Star Trek Discovery showrunner. Next one, Out Magazine says, gay producer Brian Fuller steps away from Star Trek Discovery. Is it like every Out magazine, it's all the same news except whether they're gay or not? Is that what's happening over there at Out magazine? I'm just curious. I don't know. I don't read Out magazine, so I don't know.
The other two executive producers, Gretchen Berg and Aaron Herberts or Harberts.
All right. Thanks, Out magazine. Non-gay Benedict Cumberbatch stars in Doctor Strange. All right. Anyway, well, that's, I don't know. Everybody wants to see controversy here. I don't think there is. Maybe there isn't any.
I don't
any.
Think there is either. I'm more worried that it's that the show is so far behind.
Maybe it's not. Maybe it's like everybody wants like that season one and two falling out with the Walking Dead showrunner. What's his name? Frank Darabont. And everybody wants to see. They go, well, when that happened, that was bad. And he's still suing them for stuff. And it was this huge fight. And so anytime anyone says, oh, showrunner left, they assume some similar horribleness is going on, I think. And they shouldn't, right? Steven, you're saying calm down.
I think people go in and out of shows all the time. I think that in a time when you're looking and scraping for things to talk about, people will talk about this. And instead of just being passing, oh, this person left, the other two, because he's busy with other stuff, the other two people who are executive producers are taking over. It's not like we're bringing in anyone new. It's not a direction on thing, a new direction on the show. Yeah. And people just blow it all out of proportion.
Sure. All right. I got a question for you. Feel free to answer this in any way you'd like. You ready?
Okay. Yes.
In Spanish, please.
Scale. You don't have to do that.
Ocho.
Scale from 1 to 10. Well, actually, I guess you could. Scale from 1 to 10, 10 being the most likely, 1 being the least likely. Will the new Star Trek have a Vulcan as a main character?
I don't know. But okay. I think there's a 50-50 chance.
Okay, so 5. You give that one a 5.
I get a 5, yeah.
Okay. How about, since this is a prequel and set before Kirk and after Archer, likelihood of a Borg episode?
0. Mm.
0. Mm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. You agree, Brian? 0?
I agree. I think that...
Because sometimes they try to wedge that shit in there, you know?
Right, but then there would have to be record of who the Borg are in the Enterprise databanks, and that means it wouldn't have been a surprise to Picard and company.
But didn't they do that in Enterprise? I thought Enterprise did a Borg thing. I could be wrong about this. Chat room, you have to tell me if I'm wrong. But I could have sworn they did something that pissed everyone off for this very reason you're describing.
Oh, if they did, I wasn't aware.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Something like
that. Apparently, yeah, the episode Regeneration.
Yeah. And then
and they shouldn't have done that. That was wrong, and they feel really bad about it, and they'll never do it again.
They'll never do it again. Exactly. Okay, you can go out with your friends now.
It kind of depends on what this. I mean, we know that this is not necessarily everything in this season takes place prior to the original series.
Yeah.
That's the thing that's going to be most interesting. If the and again, rumor, so it's not spoilers. If there's time travel involved, then they could do anything that they wanted to.
Yeah. Which is why I hate when they use time travel to do anything they want to do. It drives me crazy.
Right, right.
I need some constraints in my world. You know, I need some rules. I need some walls. I can't. Everything can't be solved by flying around the sun real fast.
Yeah.
Okay. Final 0 to 10 question.
Okay.
Likelihood of Klingons being the non-bumpy head version or the bumpy head Worf style?
I think we'll see TOS version.
TOS. Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, really?
Like yeah. I think.
Fu Manchu.
Yeah. I think what we'll see is the. Somewhere in the deep Klingon Empire, we'll see the ones that we know, Worf and whatnot. But for the ones that are on the border interacting, we'll see...
We'll see border Klingons.
We'll see border Klingons.
That's brilliant.
We'll see the original series ones.
Okay. I'm going to guess if you use that old, that classic 90s program Morph and put the TOS... Klingons on the left side and the TNG Klingons on the right side, I think they're going to be smart and give us something that's kind of in the middle, even though this takes place before TOS. I think it's you still want to have a little bit of evolution there.
I really wish they were doing future. I don't know why they're not doing that.
I agree.
Just do that. It's fine. I understand you can have some cool stories and maybe that'll be great, but I just, you know, let's see some new things we've never talked about before.
Right. All right. Why keep going back?
I know. It's really weird. It feels like the safe thing they're trying to do. It may bite him in the butt, is all I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, I think that the content of the show is not what's going to bite them in the butt.
Mm.
Putting it on the CBS streaming
app
and charging $10 a month is what's going to bite them in the butt.
Correct.
Yeah, that feels like a real butt biter to me as well. My butt is already bitten by that idea. There are teeth marks on my butt.
Well, what's worse is everybody who signed up ahead of time and is now either canceled or still stuck paying $10 a month until hopefully January when the show launches.
That's right. Because it got delayed, right?
Like, yeah.
That's easy enough to cancel.
Yeah, it's true. we're not doing it, guys.
Brian, you said that like someone who clicked cancel the moment he heard it was bumped.
Well, here's, okay, confession time. I bought CBS Access, All Access.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking I was going to watch the new only Access only Big Brother show.
That
started when the regular TV season ended. Haven't watched an episode. Canceled it.
Good job. Good job, Brian. Yeah. It was the right thing to do. And
absolutely the right thing to do. Yeah.
And the tasty way to do it.
Yes.
All right. Always a good time talking to Steven. Steven, anything happening on the site these days you want people to know about?
Nothing happened on the site, but I did mention on Twitter that yesterday I took a rare day off and played video games all day.
Whoa.
And I played Titanfall 2.
Oh, yeah.
Which is surprisingly fun.
I have heard really good things about that campaign.
Yeah, for everyone who remembered the first campaign in Titanfall, it was just like, what?
That was it? It wasn't even like, it was like part of the multiplayer. It was super weak.
Yeah. This is a super in-depth story where you follow a main storyline and there may be time travel involved.
Yeah, and you got a big mech with you and he's got kind of a personality in a way. And
Yeah, it is really cool. I really enjoyed the heck out of it. So I spent about 6 hours playing that yesterday, halfway through the campaign.
I have a copy on its way to me, I believe. And I'm very excited to play it. So I'm glad to hear that. I hope it does well. I think that those guys, I mean, they're the original Call of Duty guys. They went off, started Respawn Entertainment. This is their second edition of this game and their second game together as a team. And deserves a look. I'm stoked about it. Big Robots. Mm-hmm. How can you not like Big Robots? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Steven Schleicher is Major Spoilers on Twitter. You can find all his fine work and the work of his cohorts at majorspoilers.com. That includes podcasts and so much more. Steven, have a fantastic day.
Bye, guys.
Happy Halloween. See, he's still doing it.
But he said it's a question this time, which is great.
Yeah.
Bye, guys.
I don't know if he wants to know if we're bi or what.
Love it.
I'm just bi curious. I'm curious about bi. I'm not bi curious that I'm bi curious. I'm curious about other people who are bi.
Really?
Sexual. Yeah. They make me very curious. Hmm. Because I can't see it's this is why this is important to try to understand how other people feel. Because myself, I don't know what that's like.
Mm-hmm.
Like you put me in a mall and I see an attractive lady walk by, I'm like, oh, she's very attractive. And I see a dude walk by who maybe in some people's minds would be attractive. I just go, well, there's a dude. I don't think about him as attractive. So that's weird to me. Not weird, but you know what I mean? I don't mean this in a negative way. Like people always talk about, you know, being politically correct or whatever. But if I put my head up and I see a guy and a girl kiss, I go, oh, there's a guy and a girl kissing. I put my head back down, writing on a piece of paper. I look back up and see two dudes making out. Mm-hmm. I go, oh, okay, it's fine. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
Let them make out. It's fine. But I have that initial thing because don't find it attractive.
Right. Well, we're in that we're in the generation of where it's when we were kids, it was maybe not something you saw all the time. And as we're becoming adults, it is becoming the norm or a norm.
Yeah. A norm. There you go. A norm, they'd say when he walked
into the bar. A norm, what's going on, Mr. Peterson? Let's talk about what's going in, Mr. Peterson.
It's always the best one he ever did. Like, about all those jokes, that was the best. No question about it. All right, we're gonna give a quick shout out before we leave here. This is to Aaron Newberry, another one of our own, a tadpooler who has been at the hospital on Halloween getting something done for his neck. I can't tell what that x-ray says. But I saw it on Facebook and just felt bad and thought nobody should be in a hospital on Halloween.
Oh, no kidding.
So
I think the hospital would be the best place to be on Halloween.
Well,
it's like it's decorated for Halloween 12 months out of the year.
Is it though? Is it?
See, everybody's a doctor and you don't know if somebody's really like a janitor dressed up as a doctor now.
I feel like
blood on there.
I feel like ER and Scrubs and some of those TV shows misled me because they made me think that every Halloween at a hospital was a big event and all the nurses dressed up and stuff.
Totally true.
I don't think
they totally
it's as
were
much.
On those.
I haven't been to a hospital on Halloween day in a very long time, but I don't know how much of that they do. They probably don't. Anyway, big shout out to you, Aaron. We hope everything goes okay today.
Yeah. For sure.
Keep us informed. All right. Quick reminder that you can support this show at patreon.com/DMS. Big thanks for that. And also a programming reminder this week. We have a show tomorrow. We'll have the normal business tomorrow. And then Wednesday and Thursday, Brian are and I are both in Anaheim, California for BlizzCon 2016. We will be there until Sunday and back to it on Monday with a normal show.
That's right.
So you're just going to miss us those 2 days. We are going to try to record a little something while we're there to give you guys a little taste of whatever. But until then, that's just the news, letting you know so you're not wondering what happened on Wednesday and Thursday. The show streamed every day at alphageekradio.com and diamondclub.tv. And you can find everything else you need, all the links, all the stuff, everything at frogpants.com/TMS. And I'll even put a link there to our film festival page. I think that'd be a good idea. Make everybody go to the same place all at once. More details on that tomorrow for the November deal. And I guess that's everything. And I have to, I didn't even tell you this, I have to record a show during Halloween tonight.
Oh, really? Like at night?
Yeah, like a gig that I can't avoid because it's Rally Point and it's on Turner's Dime, so I have to do it. And so at 8:30 tonight, there I am podcasting while everyone else...
Gosh darn it, you've got to talk about video games with Bo and John. What a bummer.
Wrong show, but yes.
Oh, sorry.
It's fine. It's fine. That's Tuesday, but that's fine.
I thought Bo and John were on that one too on Rally Point. No,
Rally Point is Brian Huff and Seven, the board, and
right.
Me.
Yes.
And we do that on Mondays, and that's just our deal. So we have to do that. There's plenty to talk about. I watched so much esports over the weekend. I didn't even tell you about that. So much good stuff was on. All this prelim Blizzard stuff was insanely good.
This is the week, right? This is like the battle week where
they do all these lead ups so that they're down to Final Eight by Wednesday.
Yeah.
Or by Thursday. But it's, oh my gosh, such intense, like Overwatch play, Hearthstone play. I even watched some StarCraft games. Like it was great. Real, real good. People
That's
should be
cool.
watching that. I think there's more today.
So if you're going to show up to the Johnson household wearing a Hillary or a Trump outfit, do it during Rally Point.
Yeah, do it after 8:30 p.m. Mountain, and Kim will give you a candy bar.
Full-size candy bar.
If you're here earlier than that, dog food.
Is there going to be a hotline Monday today?
Probably. I forgot to ask Jerry what's up. Probably, yes. 3 o'clock p.m., count on it, unless we say different. I think so, though. I can't see a reason why not. I think we need to talk about what the hell's going on in Westworld. I don't know what's happening.
I have not seen last night's episode, but I've heard there's some orgy business.
Yeah, there's like an orgy scene that many made out to be a little worse than I thought it was. It was like imagine the worst scene you saw in what's the movie with Nicole Kidman and Tom Cruise?
Eyes Wide Shut.
Eyes Wide Shut. Imagine the worst possible scene there. That's
Far and Away, Scott. Was it worse than the worst scene in Far and Away? Thunder.
It was
Days of Thunder.
It was all right, but there's more questions in my head now about the overarching thing than ever. Oh my gosh, I don't know what to think. Anyway, hey, Brian, let's play some music. You got something for us?
I do. This one's going out to Heather Brown from Indiana, Pennsylvania. That's right, Indiana, Pennsylvania. That's a place.
Weird.
Dear Scott and Brian, my husband Dan and I traveled through life as friends for many years before deciding to see if our relationship could be something more. There's hope, by the way, for all you friend zoners out there. I just added that. That wasn't in their email. October 30th will mark our 6th wedding anniversary. I have to say, being married to my best friend is amazingly wonderful and quite possibly the best decision I ever made. He's sweet and endearingly funny, bringing smiles and laughter to every day, even the really crappy ones. He gives the greatest hugs on earth, and his quirky, spontaneous personality is the perfect counterbalance to my more staid and serious one. I may not always express it, but I do appreciate his efforts to push me out of my comfort zone and enjoy life more fully. Dan, I love you more than words could ever say. It's truly a gift to travel through life with you. Many new adventures await, and I look forward to the journey. Thanks, Scott and Brian. The show is great. Dan listens every day, and I do when I'm around. You always make us laugh. Heather, I was jumping ahead.
Three laughs.
Heather from Indiana, Pennsylvania.
Nice. Thanks, Heather. Who's that guy? Dan Patterson? Go away. You shouldn't listen to that last part. That was nice and sentimental and sweet.
Well, Peterson.
Peterson.
Yes.
That was nice, sentimental, and sweet and kind. And you don't like those things. So goodbye.
He just doesn't like funny dog died.
It was pretty funny when he wrote that. I have to give him credit. Anyway.
So her request is a song that they used as their cake cutting song at their wedding or at the reception. Mm-hmm. Dan is a huge Beatles fan and Heather is a chef. So it was cutely funny to use this song, and they wanted a cover of that. The song is When I'm 64. This version is performed by Baxter Dury on the Yellow Submarine Resurfaces album from 2012. Now, Baxter Dury is the is the son of Ian Dury, who you probably know from the song Sex and Drugs and Rock and Roll and Hit Me With Your Rhythm Stick. There was also some, there was a biopic made of Ian Dury's life, and I'm trying to remember who played Baxter Dury. Andy Serkis was Ian Dury. Mm. Bill Milner was Baxter Dury. Mm. Mm. It's an interesting delivery of the When I'm 64 song by the Beatles, and I think it's different enough that people will enjoy it. Again, it's from the Yellow Submarine Resurfaces tribute that came out in 2012. Here's Baxter Dury and When I'm 64.
Get older, losing my hair, many years from now, will you still be sending me a Valentine, birthday greetings, bottle of wine? If I'd been out till 2:45, would you still lock that door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me?
Part of the Frog Pants Network. Yes. Get more at frogpants.com.
Is a manip, is a manip, is a manip, is a manip.